Hey amazing people. Welcome back to Level Up Daily, your daily dose of motivation and inspiration to crush it in life. It's your girl Sienna Cruz here, ready to dish out some real talk about something super important. Self-care. Now, before you roll your eyes and think here comes another preaky podcast about bubble baths and essential oils, hear me out. Self-care isn't just about face masks and fancy candles, although those are awesome. It's about building a foundation of well-being that lets you show up as the best version of yourself in your relationships, your career, and even in that awkward elevator ride when you totally forgot what to say. Self-care is about recognizing your own worth and making time for things that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It's a radical act of self-love in a world that often pushes us to do more, be more, achieve more, even when we're burning out. So, let's dive into some key takeaways on how to prioritize yourself like the VIP you are. Firstly, ditch the guilt trip. Ever feel guilty for taking time for yourself? Like you're letting someone else down or being selfish? Let me tell you, that voice is a liar. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it this way. You can't pour from an empty cup. If you're constantly running on fumes, you won't have the energy to be your best in any area of life. Secondly, get real with your needs. We all have different things that recharge us. Some people find solace in nature walks, others in a good book, and some even love a good old-fashioned power nap. Figure out what truly feeds your soul and make time for it. It's not about grand gestures, it's the little moments that add up. That 15-minute meditation, that walk around the block, or that extra cup of tea can make all the difference. Thirdly, learn to say no, and I mean really mean it. We're constantly bombarded with requests, deadlines, and expectations. Saying yes to everything might seem impressive, but it's a recipe for burnout. Remember, you don't have to be everything to everyone. It's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your own well-being. Fourthly, move your body. Exercise isn't just about hitting the gym, although that can be awesome. It's about finding movement that feels good for you. Whether it's dancing in your living room, taking a hike, or simply stretching, getting your blood flowing does wonders for both your physical and mental health. Finally, connect with people who lift you up. Surround yourself with positive, supportive individuals who encourage your growth and make you feel good about yourself. Avoid those energy vampires who drain you and bring negativity into your life. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by people who celebrate you and want the best for you. Let me tell you a story. A couple of years ago, I was juggling a million things, work deadlines, family commitments, trying to squeeze in some me time amidst the chaos. I was feeling stretched thin, constantly exhausted, and honestly, pretty resentful towards myself for not being able to keep up with it all. Then one day, I had this wake-up call. I woke up feeling completely drained, unable to even get out of bed. That's when I realized something had to change. I needed to prioritize my own well-being before I completely burnt out. So, I started making small changes, scheduling in regular walks, saying no to unnecessary commitments, and carving out time for things that brought me joy. The difference was incredible. I felt more energized, more focused, and more capable of handling whatever life threw my way. It wasn't about becoming a perfect self-care guru overnight, it was about making conscious choices that prioritized my own needs. So, let's recap. Remember to ditch the guilt trip when taking care of yourself, identify your own unique needs, learn to say no, move your body in ways that feel good, and surround yourself with positive people who lift you up. These aren't just fancy words, they're practical steps you can take right now to level up your life. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small self-care act you can commit to this week? Share it in the comments below and let's inspire each other. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, taking care of yourself is an investment, not a luxury. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.